look, I don't know that many people did expect it to get this high. It's a really hard thing to try and, I guess, forecast being a on the commodity market. But yeah, it's unprecedented, and it's now on with some lamb prices in New South Wales, so which are, I think, peaking at around $6 or $5.80 as well. At the last report, we're looking at about $5.60 was the top, and with an average of about $5.52.
Considering what it was prior to this recent release, did you expect it to jump about 20 cents a kilo?
No, it's a significant jump, and I guess that reflects the issues we're seeing on the supply side of things. So supply has certainly tightened up, and we're still experiencing, in talking to processors, we're still experiencing strong overseas demand from some of those customers. So you're sort of feeling pressure from both sides of, I guess, the supply chain, which has resulted in these prices.
So what kind of increments has the price been going up?
It's been a pretty steady rise, and I had a look back at the pricing reports from 12 months ago, and the peak then was around $4.50, which and an average of $4.20. So it's risen by, you know, those highs have risen by about $1.30 in the last 12 months.
You talk about supply there, that it means it reflects that the supply is tightening up. What's happening in the market? What are you hoping will happen in the market for there to be more goats available?
Look, supply is definitely a major issue for the goat industry. And if we want to continue to see growth and prosperity, we need to start looking at how we can iron out some of these peaks and troughs with the supply. We've certainly been working with the Goat Industry Council of Australia and other producers to put together programs of work that are going to try and encourage more producers to look at goats as a long-term sustainable option for their business and enable them to put in place semi-managed herds, for example, so they're not so reliant on harvesting and they've got that supply at their fingertips on it that they can sell when it best suits their business.
Are there concerns that if the price gets too high, our export markets will look elsewhere, look to another kind of meat, perhaps looking to mutton?
Yeah, I think that's always a concern. The goat market, certainly in terms of the export space, is a commodity. It's a commodity-based market. So, and certainly some of the destinations where goat meat is sent are more price-sensitive than others. So it's certainly a concern that I think a lot of industries may face. And we've just got to try and make sure that we can work on that supply situation to, I guess, ensure that we have a more reliable volume coming through throughout the year.
The goat industry is a less mature industry than the sheep and cattle industries. In terms of how much information you've gathered on rangeland goats, do you have enough?
We've got a reasonably good understanding of export volumes and those types of things, but we have very little information in terms of the supply side of things. So what the wild Australian goat population is, what would be a sustainable harvesting rate of that wild population. In terms of the animals being sent through to slaughter, what percentage of those are harvested versus managed? We don't really have any of that kind of information, and we're working with the industry at the moment to try and set up a program that's going to, I guess, fill in some of those information gaps and allow us to much more confidently forecast what's going to happen with supply in the coming years.